WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air over more than half of Wisconsin is dangerous for many people to breathe. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is drifting back over the state again. Karina Newsom is with the National Wildlife Federation. She says climate change could make air pollution from wildfires routine.
With there being more frequent, more intense, longer burning wildfires, and of course, natural movement of air, we can absolutely expect to see wildfire smoke occurring in places where maybe wildfires are not actually burning, like we're seeing right now, being a more frequent experience.
We're under the fifth air quality advisory in Wisconsin this year. It's the most active year for fine particle pollution in the state in more than a decade. A bill to send more state money to Wisconsin communities is on its way to the governor's desk. As Terry Bell reports, the shared revenue bill also aims to save Milwaukee from bankruptcy.
The bill would take 20% of sales tax collections and send $1.5 billion to local governments. The money would have to be used for police and fire departments, emergency response and communications, and streets and transportation. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County have even more restrictions on their money. Some places are getting a bigger boost than others, but Republican Senator Mary Felskowski says no community in Wisconsin is an island.
We have senators that represent the breadbasket of Wisconsin, the Central Sands area. They feed our economic generators. Madison, Milwaukee can't grow their own food. Central Sands grows it for them.
Democratic Senator Robert Wirch says in the end, the compromise bill is just that.
There's things I like in this bill, there's things I can't stand in this bill, but it's a compromise and there's more good things than bad things.
Governor Evers helped broker the deal and is expected to sign the bill into law. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin may have a new top election official soon. Don Millis, chairman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says the commission will take a vote later this month on who will lead the agency going forward. Pete Schwabo reports.
With Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf's term set to expire on July 1st, the WEC will hold a vote this month to decide who will run the state's election body going forward. The commission could vote to reappoint her, select a new administrator, or possibly take no action at all. The WEC is a six-member board made up equally of Republican and Democratic appointees. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Governor Tony Evers indicated on Wednesday that he would veto a state budget that includes a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system, since the state currently holds a record near $7 billion surplus. The cut is what legislative Republicans have put forward as a response to diversity offices on college campuses. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee's mayor calls the passing of the shared revenue bill a major achievement, and despite speaking out against it, the 6th District State Senator did vote for it.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Please direct your comments to the chair.
Well, you already know you should be ashamed of yourself.
That's State Senator LaTonya Johnson. Mayor Cavalier Johnson's statement says that he appreciates the efforts of Speaker Robin Voss and Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. The Red Cross is helping two guys from Racine left without a place to live after a fire early yesterday. More than $100,000 of damage was done to the Olive Street home, with a cause still under investigation. Realtors in the greater Milwaukee area warn that a significant decline in year-to-year home sales poses a risk of depriving potential homeowners the chance to build wealth. The region experienced a 21% drop in home sales compared to last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J.
The Brewers get swept again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee lost both games in their two-game series against the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. The final yesterday afternoon, the Twins 4, the Brewers 2. Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray pitched five innings, giving up five hits and four earned runs. Craig Counsell.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was not quite as sharp today. You know, we got through five and, you know, probably should have been 3-2 and, you know, a one-run deficit.
Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
Yeah, I definitely felt a little off from the beginning, but overall just trying to battle through it, really. I think it's just about getting ahead and sequencing correctly. You know, I don't know if we threw in enough for strikes, at least commanded the ball in enough to the lefties.
Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on the sweep.
We've been playing some pretty good baseball lately. It carried over into this series all the way around. The at-bats were good, played some pretty good defense, and we're playing the way we want.
The Brewers have the day off before opening a series at home tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Oakland A's got approval from the Nevada legislature, who voted in favor of funding to build a new baseball stadium for the team in Las Vegas, the bill to be signed by the governor of Nevada. NBA, a report says the Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat are putting in bids to trade for the Wizards' Bradley Beal. The 29-year-old guard has been named to the NBA's All-Star team three times. In golf, the U.S. Open tees off today at the Los Angeles Country Club. NFL, the Packers wrapping up their minicamp today with a team function. In years past, it's been everything from bowling to skeet shooting. Packers president Mark Murphy says now that Aaron Rodgers has left, he expects to see more of Matt LaFleur's playbook being used by Jordan Love. I asked LaFleur,
have you seen Jordan get to a certain level, or are you trying different things you might like to try this fall?
It is a good time to experiment a little bit with certain things. Quite frankly, that goes on throughout the course of the season, but in particular, OTAs, training camp, to really kind of narrow down how do we want to attack and what do our guys do to the best of their ability.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
brother, dig it. Solid, right on.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I just lost my mind, man. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Bradley Beal?
I know. That is pretty exciting. That would be awesome.
Man, Bradley Beal. Maybe the people don't know, man, just the thought of that, right?
Yeah, no, he's really good.
Come on, man. All right. Now we're talking. Anyway, good morning to everybody, and I'm really excited this morning. I want to bring on my first guest, a good friend, and I'm going to be involved in a cook-off this coming Saturday. And, you know, this guy is the guy who puts all this together, none other than Mr. Reuben Hopkins. He is the CEO. Is that what it is, man? The CEO of the, name it.
Hey, good morning, Earl. I'm the chairman and CEO of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, I've from time to time butchered that, right? And wanted to make sure I didn't do it this time, because so you wouldn't hold it against me during the cook-off this Saturday morning.
No, I'm gonna beat you fair and square, man.
Hey, well, you can't beat. Listen, the operative word is you're going to attempt to defeat me. Let's talk a little bit about the man who cooked, man, and this such thing is going to happen on this Saturday, and where?
Yeah, so it'll be this Saturday at Destiny Youth Plaza, and that's on 76 and Good Hope. And from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I will admit the last menu cook we had was in 2019. It was pre-pandemic, so we missed a couple of years because of the pandemic. So this will actually be our 21st. I want to say 21st annual, but because we missed 2 years, it'll be our 21st. And we have, so it's a local competition. Anyone can enter. This year we have, I think we'll have 19 or 20 cooks. The cookers compete in three categories. They compete in dessert, they compete in appetizer, and they compete in entree. And so, and so it's a lot of fun. The public are the judges. So each sample that you give is judged on presentation and taste. Those are the only two judging criteria. And you get anywhere from a 1 to a 10. And so the dish that has the most points at the end of the day wins. There's first place, the first, second, and third place in each category.
It is safe to say to this listening audience that I don't know, maybe it was 2018 that I was number one in the overall category.
I think it was 2018.
Oh, 2018. So is it safe to say I'm an award-winning cook? Can I say that?
You can say that.
So people can't say, well, it's easy to say that, Earl. You know,
and I think you've won a few times over the years. So it's not just, I think 2018 was, you came out of nowhere, I think, with your fried turkey. 2019, I think you did win, but you didn't win first place. I think it was third place in 2019. But over the years, when we've done it at the Park Lawn YMCA and we've done this event at the Women's African American Women's Center. So we've done it over the years, and you've participated, and I've always appreciated that.
You know, man, you know, the part of this is I don't do desserts. And and so I stay in the lane that I am, that I enjoy doing, and that's the entrees. And this year I'm going to be doing – it's not titled that yet. I can't say my award-winning meatloaf. I can't say that yet. But on Monday, I will be talking about my award-winning meatloaf. Hey, but I'm really, pleasantly, always surprised about the. And not, I shouldn't say surprised anymore about the quality of the men and what they can do. The competition is fierce. These are men who take cooking as seriously as I do, and they all know their way around kitchens. You know, what I noticed the last time around was a group of much younger participants than what we've had in the past.
Yeah, we do have a couple of young cooks that'll be there this year. And then we have a few, Tyrone Dumas should be back. Marvin Jones will be back. We're doing in honor of Darren, because Darren passed away last year. So we're dedicating the dessert award to Darren because he was big in doing desserts. My brother is in town. He's a retired firefighter now, but he's in town. So, he's going to be doing,
what is he going to do? Help you lose again? Joking, man.
but I lose. He does his apple streusel cheesecake and his strawberry. Or he might be doing this pineapple upside down cheesecake. But I lose every time he comes, I lose to him because, my peanut butter, cherry chocolate cake can't compete with his, apple streusel cheesecake. And so
it's early in the morning, man. People are trying to get up and have a cup of coffee and you're talking about all these scrumptious, sweet dishes, But I can tell you, man, I do think that there are more people, because Tyrone and his lemon pie, which mm-hmm. is, man, really delicious. And so there are probably more people doing the desserts, right, than the entrees.
No, actually, this year we have more entrees than we have desserts.
Okay.
I think we maybe have 10 desserts, 11 appetizers, and then everything else is entrees. So I'm doing my cheesy chicken and potato casserole, and which is to die for. my brother is doing his shrimp, his bang bang shrimp is what he calls it. So we have one guy just said chicken. He said
that's chicken. All he needs to say is chicken, right?
It just is chicken. So I said okay. And then somebody said baked beans. I said, baked beans is not a main dish. No. It's not even an appetizer. What are you talking about, baked beans? And so it's always interesting how what people come up with, you know, and how creative people are with food these days, you know.
My award-winning Mean Greens.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that goes over well all the time. I wanted to do something different to let people know I'm just not a one-hit wonder. And so, you know, we're talking about preparing food for how many people, man?
So it's a taste test. Because it's a taste test, and it's also a fundraiser. So the fundraiser benefits Camp Chango, which is a camp for men and boys. It's like a father-son retreat.
Yes.
We do
great
every
event.
Year.
Great event.
That was started by Ron Johnson. And, you know, he passed away, I think, last year.
Right.
And so we're doing it. They'll benefit from the fundraiser. So you pay $1 for each sample, or you could pay $20 and sample everything.
Right. Right.
So some people come, they just pay $20, they get a wristband, and they just sample everything. Some people, if you only have $5, you can at least sample 5 different things. You can score them, you know, and everybody can participate regardless of how much money you have.
Hey, Ruben, hang on a second, man. You got a minute?
Sure.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number on the line. Mr. Ruben Hopkins, and you are now tuning in to Chef Earl. we'll be right back. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on. Right on.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 69 today under mainly cloudy skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 48. Daytime highs approaching 73. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Ample sunshine expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 79. 81 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. On the line, my guest is Mr. Reuben Hopkins of the...
Come on, man. You can do it.
I'm not going to take the risk.
The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
Right. Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. All right, man. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about an event that you guys are sponsoring this Saturday. The Men Who Cook. There's another in which I'm going to be a participant, and that's going to run from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., but there's an additional event that's going to be taking place after that. What is that, sir?
So that's a Taste of Black Milwaukee. And so that is going to go from 2 p.m. to 7:30. And so there you get an opportunity to meet local caterers, local restaurants, caterers, food trucks, and restaurants. So we committed, as an organization, we committed $100,000 to improving customer service in Black restaurants throughout this, Milwaukee County. And so one of the things that we are doing is showcasing some of the restaurants, some of the caterers, some of the food trucks that we've been working to grow, to improve customer service, to, you know, providing technical assistance, you know, because to provide capacity building for, you know, these different types of food businesses. And so we're going to showcase some of them from 2 to 7:30 on Saturday also.
Look, man, let's talk about this phenomena of food trucks, right? I mean, clearly, man, what is happening with these new, with these food trucks, man, and the impact that they're having on restaurants in general?
Well, I think, you know, people, they're trying to go where people are now. You know, people, you know, we're a city of festivals. There are a lot of outdoor activities and stuff going on. People have gotten used to being 6 feet apart, you know, and so they're okay with this. Hey, we're outside, you know, and so a lot of the outside venues are growing, and so so people will pull up a food truck and service those events in those venues, and it's easier to have a food truck than it is to open a restaurant, you know. And some of the restaurants, because they're stationary, they have to work that much harder now to get people to come through the door. And so I think that's probably a big part of the phenomenon, is that the food trucks give these cooks and these chefs, you know, more freedom.
You know, Ruben, there used to be a time when people would be leery to buy food off of a food truck, right?
But
not anymore. They don't give it a second thought.
Well, they get judged the same way that a restaurant does. So they get their grade. They have to post their grade on the window, just like restaurants do. So if they got an A, they get an A. If they got a B, they get a B.
You
so
mean for cleanliness C, and those kinds of things?
Right, right. For hygiene and you know, when they pass those health department inspections, you know, their letter has to be on the food truck, just like it would be if it was a restaurant.
So, you know, let's give the location and time of the event again on Saturday quickly.
Okay, so Destiny Youth Plaza, it's on the corner of 76th and Good Hope, on the northwest side of the street. I don't know the exact address.
In Milwaukee. Go ahead.
In Milwaukee, yeah. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we'll announce the winners at 3 p.m. So it'll be fun. It's a family event. Again, whether you have $1 or, you know, whatever you have, come out and enjoy yourself. Come out and take in the festivities and watch me beat Earl.
Well, you know, man, here's the difference. See, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a cow, and I'm going to have fresh ground beef. I'll be working on that on Friday, so my ground beef will be fresh. And
okay.
And man, looking forward to it, man. It's always a blast, man. Continue the good work. I need to get you in here to talk about what you guys are doing to make a major impact in the African-American community in the business climate, which is very important in the near future, man. We'll talk about that at the event on Saturday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for your listening audience.
Thank you, man. And make sure that you polish up that number one that, you know. Well, you can always make sure that Earl is spelled E-A-R-L.
You got room for another grill?
Absolutely. I've always got room for another grill. All right. So that's number, is that the first place prize?
Well, we have several. We got several grills that we'll be giving away.
Okay.
As well as some other.
Yeah, I want the best one. I'll take the best one.
All right.
All right. I'll see you then. All right, we got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. Be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 1215, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A bus full of 42 migrants has arrived in Los Angeles, courtesy of Texas Governor. Martha Arevalo is with the city's Central American Resource Center.
Governor Abbott sent babies, sent toddlers, sent school-aged children.
At least a dozen tornadoes have damaged buildings and knocked out power across the southeast. Glenda Williams' granddaughter was alone when a tree fell on the family's mobile home in Lexington, Mississippi.
She had just walked out the room. She was on the phone with one of our friends, and she was just screaming. She said she was finna lay down, so thank God she didn't lay down because it went right across her bed.
Oscar and Tony-winning British actress Glenda Jackson has died. She spoke to CBS about returning to Broadway after a 30-year absence in 2018's Three Tall Women.
Interviewers would say about the play, is it fun? Are you enjoying it? And my immediate response is, it's work. What do you mean?
Glenda Jackson was 87. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. The cause of the plane crash in which two people died near Watertown yesterday isn't yet known. The FAA is conducting an investigation, with the feds confirming that the aircraft involved was a Mooney M20R with a seating capacity of four. Due to high bacteria levels, swimming is currently prohibited at Racine's North Beach, while the nearby Zoo Beach has an advisory status. The water is tested daily and updates will be provided once conditions improve. Bounce houses were in the background of recent body camera footage from Kenosha Police of when officers approached a sex offender from Racine, present at a block party with kids.
Tabaris? No. Look just like him. No,
video shows the 35-year-old taking off and running through the party trying to get away from police. He was arrested and police say he had removed his GPS bracelet. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As I was combing through a lot of information this morning, as I do every morning at somewhere around 4 o'clock to discuss on today's show. Oh, by the way, 9:30, we're going to be joined by State Senator Chris Larson, who to the wee hours of the morning was debating the outcome of the Calvin, the major discussion about the resources. What's the term?
Shared revenue.
Shared revenue. There you go, man. You know me by now. As I grapple with the aging situation, the shared revenue debate in Madison last night. So he's going to be joining us at 9:30. But as I was grappling with what is important and what we can be talking about this morning, I came across this article. It's called America in Focus. And it piqued my curiosity to the degree that it explains where we are as a nation. And I don't know anything that I've read that comes close to the impact of this. And so American Focus, we asked 11 Americans why it's so difficult to trust each other. And something just resonated with me. Why don't we as Americans trust one another? Man, let me tell you something. Again, as a guy who's been around a while, I don't ever remember a time like this one. You know, maybe during the Civil War times. But contrary to popular belief, Calvin, I wasn't around during those times. But I don't ever remember a time like this one, where the American people have so much distrust for one another. And so they found 11 people that they interviewed from cross sections of our nation. And they asked them, what are some of the things that you trust? And Tom, 67-year-old white Democrat, things that you trust, Social Security. Frank, 56-year-old Latino, independent, Japanese cars. These are things that they trust. Tina, 66-year-old white independent, the human instinct to help, things that they trust. Let's see. Come on. Pop up. As I await my outdated laptop computer to move a little quicker. Okay. We asked 11 Americans why it's so difficult to trust each other. Democracy struggles to function without a basic level of trust. Citizens need to trust in elections, in institutions, and in one another. But today, distrust seems pervasive. A 2022 Gallup poll found that the average level of confidence in a broad range of institutions like the military, the Supreme Court, and big business was only 27%. Only 27% of Americans, again, trust the military, the Supreme Court, and big business. We decided to conduct a focus group with 11 Democrats, Republicans, and independents to explore how much they trusted or didn't trust their fellow Americans, what was making them confident or skeptical. When asked if they trusted other Americans, 8 of the 11 participants said they did, though some of their reasons were practical rather than high-minded. If I let all the mass shootings, the police stuff get to me, I would never leave the house, said Melody, 51. Seven participants said it had gotten harder to trust other people over the past several years. Some pointed to specific events. One participant said she didn't like to be in enclosed spaces ever since the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. That had influenced their perception of others, while others talked about general technological change as a driver of distrust. Listen, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, at 844-967-2789. On the matter of trusting your fellow man, I don't know how any of these things can work in conjunction with the spirituality and the belief in our religious practices. I don't know how they can possibly be, I don't trust. Because that's directly in direct opposition to what the edicts of Christianity is. That's a part of Christianity. You've got to trust your fellow man and love your fellow man. We're in such a tough situation as a nation because those of us who still call ourselves Christian must wrestle with what that actually means today. Because there's so much distrust in our fellow man. Now, I understand, you know, some of the reasons. You know, Monday through Friday, and sometimes more often than not, I'm here and I'm kind of hard on Republicans. Calvin, is it safe to say I'm a little tough on Republicans?
You know, I would say that it's fair, but yes, you're a little tough.
Okay. So I don't jump on Republicans because I don't trust them. You know, I push back on Republicans because of things that come out like this yesterday. Right now, the Republican House, as we speak yesterday, many of you may not be aware of this, but here it is. House conservatives on Wednesday, yesterday, the 14th, proposed raising U.S. retirement age to collect Social Security to 69. Hey, Calvin. Now, so I wonder, you know, the people who support Republicans who aren't presently receiving Social Security and they love the Republican Party. And then you find out that this proposal by the 176-member House Republican Study Committee would gradually increase retirement age, ultimately hitting 69 years old for those turning 62 in 2033. The current retirement age for full benefits is 66 and rising gradually to 67. Does that mean that, you know, I don't like the Republicans? No, man, that's not, listen, you know, they can't hurt me unless they figure out a way to stop the benefit from me that I'm already receiving, that I already earned. Now, if they could figure out a way to do that, that would make me angry enough to, you know, totally dislike them. But I'm not hating them. I don't hate them. There's nothing to be gained by me hating, Republicans. But what's going on here, clearly, is that we're in a place where Americans don't trust one another. There's a filter to change the shape. Let me go here. Seven participants said it had gotten harder to trust other people over the past several years. Some pointed to specific events. One participant said she didn't like to be. Oh, I read that. As for building trust, both Democrats and Republicans talk mostly about values. Showing more respect to other people, communicating better, listening better, and about spending less time isolating in social media. I can't tell you how many times I go out to eat and parents are on their devices. Their kids are on devices, said Tom, 67. Building trust. How do you build trust when you're not talking? Now, here's the participants who were involved in this. Brian, 48 years old, from Idaho, a white Republican nurse. Dennis, 57 years old, from Connecticut, a white independent engineer. Elliot, 28 years old, from California, Asian Republican process engineer. Frank, 56, from California, Latino independent mortgage lending. Gabby, 27, Virginia, Latina Democrat funeral director. Judy, 60, from Kentucky, a white Republican deli manager. Melissa, 38, from Oregon, white Democrat Uber Eats driver. Melody, 51, from Texas, a black Democrat associate professor. Polly, 50, Pennsylvania, a white Republican funeral sales. Tina, 66, Arizona, white independent retired. And Tom, 67, from Texas, a white Democrat benefits manager. Now, the reason these things are so important is because this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it right now, and I'm trying to have it right now on the Earl Ingram Show. Because the fact that we can't have it is at the root of why we're in the problems and in the situations that we're having now where we can't trust one another. And so, who created the divide? Because what's at the root of the divide is conservative, liberal, which to me is insanity. You're a liberal, I'm a conservative. We're Americans. We live in the same nation, but we can't have a conversation. And I hate your guts because you're not the same person that I am. What are we talking about? We're Americans. But we got to understand who's behind the divide that exists between Democrat and Republican and why and who's benefiting by it. Somebody's benefiting by it and making money. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone's open. Be right back.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 69. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
And, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Why are we as Americans so divided? This article that appeared in the New York Times, but was put together. This focus group is called America in Focus, and they wanted to touch upon what is actually taking place in this nation that divides us to the degree that we are divided. I think I can't recall a time in my life where we were so divided that we just don't trust many other Americans. And that's not a good thing. That can never be a good thing. A nation divided cannot stand. It will not stand. America's no different than any other. The fact that we are so divided is something that really needs to be worked out. Now, in a word or phrase, what is going well in America these days? This is the question that was put before these 11 people. And we'll get to their answers after we go to Chuck from Delafield. Hey, good morning to you, Chuck. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call, man. Why is it that we're at this point at a cliff where Americans can't trust one another?
Well, Earl, in my view, you have to take a couple steps back. You have to look at that this nation was founded as a liberal democracy. And you can't have a liberal democracy when only one party out of a two-party system no longer practices or believes in liberal democracy. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Why is it a fact? Because it's backed by data. And the data comes from an organization which people need to understand and learn about. It's called V-DEM, V-DEM Institute, based out of the University of Gothenburg in Gothenburg, Sweden. It studies the status of democracy around the world. It's not just a few professors in a corner. This is an organization of more than 4,000 people. They do intense data studies. They have a metric of 71 variables for a liberal democracy. And according to the V-DEM Institute, the United States is on the edge. Now, we're the world's first liberal democracy. We're on the very edge of not being a liberal democracy. That's a big deal, and people need to understand that. Only 13% of the world's nearly 8 billion people live in a liberal democracy. What has to happen to get to where you want to go with where there's trust in discussions?
Where we also want to go, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, you must repair or replace the Republican Party because it has become an authoritarian party. And again, that's not my opinion. That is fact. That is fact backed by data by the VDEM Institute. They've looked at the parties. They used the year 2000, as a base year. And then they tracked how the Democratic Party and the Republican parties have tracked according to liberal democracy. The Democratic Party is at the same place where it was in 2000, virtually the same place, which is right smack dab in the middle of being a liberal democracy party in the world, amongst other parties in the world, right there. However, the Republican Party in 2000 was already kind of outside that. You could still say the cohort they belonged to was liberal democracy parties, but they were on the fringe. By 2014, they weren't. They were in no man's land. Then you go up to 2018. By 2018, now remember, that's before Donald Trump spewing his lies about a fraudulent
Everything.
Election
right.
and all that, and all of January 6th, all that. It had become, its cohort, new cohort, was the authoritarian parties in Turkey, India, Hungary.
Hey, Chuck, look,
so,
man.
It's an authoritarian party. You have to start there. So you're arguing with an authoritarian party that does not believe in what this country was founded.
Hey, listen, thank you. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. In a word or phrase, what is going well in America these days? Dennis, 57, Connecticut, white, independent engineer, dissent. Unfortunately, Judy, 60-year-old Kentucky white Republican deli manager. I don't know, and that makes me sad. Again, the question is, what is going well in America? Brian, 48, Idaho, white Republican nurse. Not much right now. Polly, 50, Pennsylvania, white Republican furniture sales. Greater unity. What is going great in America these days? Tom, 67, Texas, white Democrat benefits manager, engagement. Same question. Tina, 66, Arizona, white independent, no responsibility. Melody, 51, Texas, black Democrat associate professor. For me, the economy is okay. Elliot, 28, California, Asian Republican process engineer, the development and discussion around technology like artificial intelligence. Melissa, 38, Oregon, white Democrat, Uber Eats driver. I can't think of a single thing that's going well in America right now. This is the moderator again. Dennis, tell me what you really meant by dissent. So Dennis's response is, it may not be physical, but fighting is going well. Polly, you said coming together. There's a lot of division, but there are a lot of people that choose to come together on the same page, no matter what their political opinion is. Tom, what did you mean by engagement? People are fired up and passionate about what they believe in. The next question, a few of you said nothing is going well, or you at least couldn't think of anything positive. How long have you felt this way? Judy, 60, Kentucky, white Republican deli manager, quite a while, maybe the last 10 years, again, who feels that there's nothing going well in this nation. Brian, 48, Idaho, white Republican nurse, it's probably been 10 to 15 years. We don't really have stuff to look forward to anymore. We could have World War III before too long. Everything is chaos. And before we go to break, you know, I got to thinking about 10 years. We're saying these things started happening 10 years ago. You know who the president of the United States was about 10 years ago? Barack Obama. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Give us a call. I'd like to hear your thoughts. We'll be right back.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com. One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...